Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Michael TiVo Mike Jefferson. This is the TiVo Mike Show, the podcast for TV fanatics who love Jesus. Today, Samin offers a spirited guide as she travels to home kitchens of Italy, the southern islands of Japan, the heat of the Yucatan, and back to the Berkeley Chez Panez in order to demystify and explore the central principles of what makes food delicious and how we can easily incorporate those elements into every dish. And Jamie Lee Curtis returns to her iconic role as Laurie Strode, who comes to her final confrontation with Michael Myers, the masked figure who has haunted her since so narrowly escaped his killing spree on Halloween night 4 decades ago. Mike and I discuss Netflix's Salt, Fat, Acid, Heat and Universal Pictures' Halloween, because it's Friday, October 19th, 2018.
Talk about TV, just to reveal JC, yeah.
One of these days, I need an inhaler. I write too much to say in the time I gotta say it. So, Salt, Fat, Acid, Heat on Netflix. I never thought I would say those words and say this with it. I can't wait to see it. It's a dumb thing. I love food. I'm a foodie. I'm a traveler. Yes. I love travel. You put it together, and what do you get? You get Salt, Fat, Acid, Heat. It's not called, it's not even grammatically correct. It's not even salt, fat, acid, and heat. It's salt, fat, acid, heat. It's SFAH.
Yeah.
S-F-A-H. SFAH. So it comes out exclusively today, only on Netflix. It's one of the billions of $900 trillion movies that they do themselves, along with Blind.
Is it a movie or is it a series?
It's a movie.
Oh.
Yeah. Wait, is it a movie? Yes. It is a movie.
Really?
Isn't that good?
The way you described it, I definitely think it's like one of those series. Like,
yeah, like going on.
A season of like cooking and stuff. Okay.
But it's a movie. Hopefully it's a movie. I'm watching tonight. I'll find out.
Well, it's good because if it's a season, that means we get more than one.
That's true.
And I love food.
Or maybe they're just all these spots within the same movie.
Yeah, and that's
like
what
Like Chef.
Yeah.
I love
Chef was amazing.
Wasn't it good?
Oh,
when he cooks that grilled cheese for his son, and they show all the close-ups of what it is. You think he's going to make this elaborate dish, and then it's the grilled cheese, and his son doesn't even care. It's like, oh, thanks. Like, boy, if you don't eat that with the reverence of the Lord, that thing, you kidding me? That's why I'm hoping my wife is a chef.
With the
so maybe that's where I'll find her,
Lord.
Right? I'm going to walk across the street to Johnson & Wales and grab me a Johnson & Wales woman. Oh, actually, they're at Harborside, so I got to do more than walk. Maybe I won't catch her then. So, But I'm like, honey, can you just make me just something real quick? And she takes 3 hours and makes me a grilled cheese all fancy like that. I'm like, honey, I love you. She goes, whatever happens to the day I can't cook no more? I say, honey, let's not even talk about that day. Amen. That's right. Amen.
I can't even.
But I do want to see it. I love the idea of putting food in movies, making it the hero.
Yeah.
Maybe just because I'm fat, I like that idea.
Well, it's nice to see the positive image of food and eating and not always depressed and fat because I ate
too much. Right. And I'm eating my feelings and all that. Come on.
Can I eat my feelings and enjoy it?
That's what I'm saying. We're not all Kate. Some of us just are like Kate-ish.
I can't.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I didn't kill my father for a dumb dog that I didn't even keep after I did that. You know?
Oh,
so
that's true.
Just
that's
saying.
True.
Just saying. Just saying. And still stumbled into another Jack in her life.
I know.
Are you kidding me? She gets two Jacks. She gets Randall and Toby.
And Toby's amazing.
Toby, I think he's literally my favorite character on the show.
You know what it is? He was
Jack
my favorite
Toby.
Character.
Right.
Until
the arrhythmia.
No,
was
the
that
arrhythmia made it funny.
Oh, okay.
He's, I'm not going to say it on there.
Oh, okay. Oh, there you go. See, he's so good, guys.
I don't want to ruin it for everybody else.
For me, it was fantastic. So I'm looking forward to watching. I'll watch tonight. I'm going to give it a go.
Salt, fat, acid, heat.
Heat. Salt, fat, acid, heat. Do you give it a go or no?
Oh, it's
by
a go.
The sound.
I haven't seen anything on Netflix that I've hated.
Wow, isn't that good?
And it's weird because I hate things very easily. But they give me a lot of choices, so I don't have to pick stuff.
And it's so funny that you said that because of all the content they do, they already know you
They know us at this point.
I know.
So they put the thing in front of you that you would most like. It's always a 90% match.
I get this great email that's like, hey, Mike, we just added this show. We know you'll love it. I'm like,
like that's kind of creepy.
Okay, let's watch that.
How do they know? And we know your number is 555-0176. Did you call us back yet?
Yeah. a new show on there. And I wasn't going to watch it. And I'm still trying not to watch it.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to watch it because it's just who I am. It's called The Haunting Hill.
Right. Is that a movie?
The House of the Haunting Hill. No. So I thought it was a movie. So I was like, oh, I have to plan a day.
Yeah.
It's a series.
Uh-oh.
I'm so excited.
Is it another one of those American Horror Story things?
I'm sure it's going to be something like that.
He loves being scared.
What it is this. Is,
see, I live as a black man in this world, so I'm already scared in life.
See, the thing is, I used to have that fear, but I'm so famous that my fame outplays my black, so I always get the benefit of the doubt.
That is a good point. So I need to work on my fame.
So you just got to get a little bit more in that fame corner. Because that's what I mean. They still see you as black. Don't get wrong. I go to the events and they're like, yo, listen, we're happy you are here. We want you to stay over on this side.
Exactly.
When we get those candid moments, I don't want you photobombing shit.
He doesn't want you photobombing stuff. So interesting.
Just stand there. All right, guys, so everybody in this corner, we're going to do a little shifting. So we want you now in this corner. But
as it should be.
But it's enough fame that
right. That
I can let go of being worried that I'm black.
Amen. That is the cool buffer that we need to have. Our superpower.
Yeah, you got to be known. You got to be known.
You know what? Look for our show soon on Netflix.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm going to figure out how to get us on video.
Something like, so the preview is very dark.
Uh-oh.
And it's a mother tucking her two kids in the bed. And the mother is played by a semi-famous, she's probably more famous than I'm giving her credit for because I just don't know her that well. But I think they did what they did with Mandy Moore's character.
That's a backhanded compliment.
Because I don't mean to be backhanded. Yeah. I just think I've seen her face before and I've seen her in things. But she's not somebody I probably would recognize immediately.
Oh.
But other people may see her and be like, oh, that's like Julia Louis-Dreyfus. Yeah. I know her.
Right.
But I don't think she's famous.
Right.
But some people are like, oh, my God, yeah, she's Richard Dreyfus' daughter. And she was Caroline in the City or whatever show she was in. And I don't know. That's why it's bad. Was she Seinfeld?
Julia is Seinfeld.
Yeah, see, I don't sorry.
Caroline.
Sorry.
That's Leah Thompson with Caroline in the City from Back to the Future.
Oh.
And Julie Louise Dreyfus is the son or is the daughter of a billionaire. I think he is sick right now. He might have passed away or he's still alive, but sick and several billion. So she went and made her own career to not be dependent on him.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
I mean, they have a good relationship and all this. That's nothing negative. You know, she just wasn't a lazy person. So then she happened to make it big, you know, on Veep and everything else, which is hilarious. Please.
Somebody else tell me about Veep, too. And I might have to give it a chance at some point. But
you will love it because it's that bust out loud funny.
Is it?
It's only 20 something minutes. So it goes by so
fast. Is it like
fast.
Episodes?
Yes. Yes.
I love
episodes. And it's so quick and
episodes.
It's smart and it's
I love
witty.
Episodes, but what was the Matt LeBlanc?
Yeah, that was episode. Yes.
It was
so good. Okay. Remember that time when he's like, so I lost $16 million. The whole episode is all tragic and he lost all this money.
Yeah.
And finally at the end he goes, I can't believe I lost half my money. And he was like, wait, so you still have $16 million?
Yes.
He goes, yeah, but still half.
Yes.
He was like, okay. I just love that show. You know what I also love? That you're listening to the TiVo Mike Show on Radio Public. Keep doing so, and we'll be back. Promise.
Why is addiction so hard to fight? See, I try to walk by faith and not use my sight. But I am so weak, my flesh screams and pulls at me. Lord, strengthen me. Make me a warrior for you, that I may defeat temptation and live solely in the truth. For I am just a man made of flesh, so of course it's appealing to money, cars, alcohol, and sex. Sin is beautiful, I can't deny. For if it wasn't, then how would it even catch my eye? See, this is why we must fix our eyes on Christ our Lord. We must give it all to Him and be reborn. Then and only then will you see with the world you will be bored. But even then, temptation will find its way in. After all, we all have sinned, and we have all fallen so short of Him. But this is a battle that we can win. Because as the Bible says, we can do all things through Him. So my final message, don't give in.
Well, welcome back to the TiVo Mike Show. We're the number one and fastest growing pop culture beast podcast in the nation. Let me just say this is hilarious. So Mike is telling me about some show or movie, and I don't like when I hear Stephen or King. So if you put it together, you get Stephen King, and it's a horror movie, unless it's a Green Mile. So no, this wasn't a horror. This was a typical. I said, oh, like Green Mile then? He was like, eh, it's a little darker than that. So I go, oh, okay, just a little darker than a man who saves people's lives.
Yes.
So I said, okay, so he maybe only saves one life or something's going to tell me. He proceeds to tell me, oh, yeah. So this woman's with her husband. They're broken up, but they're going to get back together. And what he does, he ties to a bed and kills himself. What? Like, what is
it's called
that?
Gerald's game.
Yeah, that's not a game. That was mean.
When I tell you,
he wasn't
like
even giving her a kidney.
Saw.
He didn't say, do it. Boom. Yeah. He just said he just killed himself.
So the actress, and I wanted to clear it up because I don't want to be that guy.
Right.
Her name is Carla Gugino or Giorgino.
Giorgino.
She's been in a lot of things. I just realized there's a trend to some of her stuff because she was in San Andreas.
Okay.
Opposite The Rock.
There you go.
She was in Escape to Witch Mountain, the remake in 2009.
With The Rock?
Also opposite The Rock. Gerald's Game she was in, and there was something else I saw on the list, Mr. Papa's Penguins.
With
Jim Carrey. Oh, you didn't see that.
No.
That's amazing.
How come I didn't see any of these movies?
That was 2011.
And she wasn't the mummy girl, though. That's
no,
what
she wasn't. And that's what I thought she was at first, because, again,
yeah, they look alike. And they're short.
They resemble
know?
Each other, yeah.
And I just
she was
saw
in,
that again
she was
last
in Entourage.
Week. Okay. What was
her name was Amanda Daniels.
Doesn't sound
she was in 12
me.
Episodes.
Really?
Yeah.
Let me see that, because I loved Entourage.
It's right there.
She was Amanda Daniels from 2007 to 10. Wait a minute. Amanda. Okay, no, that wasn't
And there was a movie in 2010 that I actually saw called Faster.
Right.
That also had The Rock, and she was in that as well.
Wow. So she The Rock's friend or something?
They're probably good friends.
Wow. He's like, listen, if I say yes to this script, you have to get her.
Did you watch Watchmen?
Yes.
She was Silk Scepter.
Oh, finally something I know her from. Okay, so she's good.
She's been in a lot of things. Like, her list is Night at the Museum. That's the movie.
I did
with,
not.
Ben Stiller.
I didn't see that. Oh, Ben Stiller and Robin
yes,
Williams.
That's. I knew she was in one of those type of movies,
oh,
either Mummy
God.
Or. And so I was like, I've seen her.
That
so,
was a good. And yeah, she was the whatever.
And I think she was the mom in Spy Kids. I don't remember Spy Kids in 2001. But.
Yeah, I was going to say that I remember the movie because it was at the movies and I worked there.
Yeah, that's
and I just remember all
it.
The kids were all seeing it and they would have the little bags and they had the Spy Kids popcorn bags. And that's
yep.
when I was working in concession. And so as a rule, I decided not to go watch that movie because I said, I'm not watching this movie that I'm getting serving this popcorn for and I'm almost slipping on butter.
I can't do it.
I said, one day I'll get so much money and get so well in my job that I won't ever be at this place working on butter on the floor again. And what am I doing now? I'm working at that place, but without butter on the floor
because right.
I'm now at the box office. So I moved up in this 17 years.
He's lying. He moved up sooner than 17 years. I think it was like 3 months in. And I don't think, if he were at concession, it was because that last hour when we closed concession, we closed box office and we're just cleaning up. He literally was there long enough to sweep a floor if it wasn't already done.
That's right.
And then we walked home together.
Yeah.
So, and that's the only reason he stayed, because if he would have left, normally
yes.
he would have left right when box closed.
All
right,
bye.
But we usually walked home together. Yeah. So
that's right. I'm telling you.
And I was the supervisor because I was dumb.
No, that's good because you were making money, Glory.
I know. I'm always the boss. I can't help it.
So make sure you watch Salt, Fat, Acid, Heat, and
yes.
today, other people will be going to see, not me.
I will be
seeing Halloween
I'll
with Jamie Lee Curtis
tomorrow because I don't usually go on Fridays.
Really?
I hate the crowd.
But you got to see with the crowd. That's what makes it fun.
I like the second day crowd. The first day crowd, because they're so busy talking.
Oh.
They don't shut up.
That's true.
And there's always that one idiot who brings his kid to the R-rated horror movie.
And they go like, son, one day you'll be in a movie star. And that's the next Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, you'll also start our own fake religion that everybody will follow. And then another other bad woman
man.
Who left the thing will then make a series exposing your fake religion.
Yeah.
Thank you. Very go. But the thing is, Jamie Lee Curtis, when she was promoting this episode or movie or whatever,
I can't wait.
She had the audacity. But because she's on the right side of the aisle, they're not going to make a big stink. They didn't make a big stink the day she said it. She oversold the movie. So she proceeds to try to make it relevant to what just happened with Brett Kavanaugh and Dr. Ford. So she says, my character, and she goes, I do preface it by saying this is a fake story, because obviously it's not based on anything true. Dr. Ford is not a fake story, even though we find out some of it is fake and all that. But it's okay. Whatever. It doesn't matter. So, but that's in the weeds. We're not getting political. So she is saying that she in the movie is like Dr. Ford, who's been traumatized a long time ago, 30 years ago. I was trauma. That's happened. She has moved past it in life. And now 30 years later, the dude who caused it shows back up. And this is her moment to speak up and to fight power with voice. And
so,
they all looked at her
true.
And said to her, okay, so you're going to talk to Michael? And they're like, well, no,
she
there's
does.
Kill involved.
She does.
I'm going
she
to. But she
Happy
said.
Happy Halloween, Michael.
Yes, she does. Yes, she does. She's not going to have a discussion with Michael. She's going to say something to him before she blows him to smithereens.
That's because she doesn't talk.
But she's a bad aim this whole time.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they've made 29 films.
Well, no, because that's the thing. The great thing about it is Laurie Strode was in the first one.
Right.
And the third one.
Right, which is the H2O. Right?
No. We got Halloween, Halloween 2, Halloween 3.
And it was all her.
No. So she was in the first one and the third one. Halloween 2 was like some random BS that John Carpenter just, he could do it so he did it type movie.
Gotcha.
And then we got like, I think there was like two, like a 4 and a 5 in there that was like just Michael Myers, you know, getting better at his craft.
I thought she was in the H2O because I remember the
H2O, but H2O was like the fifth or sixth.
Yeah,
Halloween
her and LL Cool J or something, right?
And Josh Hartnett was her son. She was a headmistress at a private school.
Yeah, how many times?
But
he can't die. Is he a spirit? Like, what's the deal?
That's the issue.
Who is the
thing we never got. So the thing I like is when Rob Zombie did the Halloween movies.
Oh, the remake. That's right.
I identified more with them.
And that's when he did it in 2000-something.
Yes, because I felt like it made better sense because he was like a spirit versus this. Because
if he's a real person, doesn't he get shot in all movies? So, like, how would he keep living?
Because these people never go for the head.
So they just shoot him in the arm
in the
or
body.
Something.
And the last time they went for the head, H2O.
Right.
He put, because, you know, now they've idolized him and made him a mask. So he put the mask on one of the guys that was driving the ambulance and take the mouth shut or broke. I know he choked him. So he broke the voice box, put the mask on him. So when she busted in the room and thought, I got him.
Right.
And she chopped the head off.
It was another guy.
They locked her in the mental ward.
Wow.
Because she actually killed some innocent man.
Oh, that's
right. Wearing the mask.
Wow. But don't they know the stories that, oh, we're not going to put you away. Cause we know that
you would think that they do that, but I mean, it's America.
Because isn't that what they did to the Terminator mom? They threw her, locked her up, thinking that in a psych ward that she was.
But he broke her out,
I
think, right? Didn't the son come back? Yeah. So this one, she didn't know when to break her out. She had to serve her time.
Wow.
That's what makes it even better, that it was even now 20 years from that, 30 altogether.
So why did he just go in and break into the mental place and kill her? If he's
so
mad at her.
Because they truthfully were always trying to find the right way, I think, to conclude it. But then Rob Zombie did those two successful adaptations of his perspective.
Gotcha.
That brought a lot of success.
Right.
But also reintroduce Halloween to this generation.
Who now love it, too.
Yes.
But this is the final, because it said final confrontation
it's supposed
in their thing.
To be the, well, the final between the two of them.
Yes. And if, the two of them are gone, well, then the series ends.
That's the idea.
Okay. So
I really think Mike's going to kill Laurie, and that's what it's going to be.
Oh, wow.
So I'm looking forward to it because I want to see if I'm right.
So Dr. Ford better be careful because Brett Kavanaugh is going to kill her. No. Thank you, Jamie Lee Curtis, for letting us know exactly how it connects. You know, it's just
I will
silly.
Say, people really should like lighten up. I get what she's trying to say with it. Like,
right.
Being traumatized.
Right.
Having to live with that trauma.
Yes.
Get past the trauma. And then you look across the Senate and
it's right there.
There's the guy who traumatized you.
Right. Like,
not
what?
The whole thing that took place. Mike Myers did not rape anybody.
Right.
I
love how you defend Mike Myers right away. Let me go to Brett Kavanaugh and
allegedly.
Say he hasn't murdered 500 people in 18 renditions of his film.
This is true.
So let's go there.
I just
love that the natural thing was to support
for me,
the killer.
Because my issue with it is, it's not that I know he did it, but just like what they did with Cosby,
yes.
Where there's smoke, there's fire.
Right, exactly. Something's
going
on.
You knew
way
too much, and you took part of way too much to not have to. Is it? See something, say something?
Right. Unless it's that. We'll be back after this.
All right, y'all. Let's talk about this real quick. Is it still cute for you to go to church and be indifferent to the word? Have you worshipped enough to realize that you've never truly served God? That your relationship with him is just a figment of your imagination? Y'all want Jesus to be relatable so badly that you don't want him to be Jesus anymore. So liberal that you believe any and every lie you can convince yourself of when it comes to him. Like he's a white, brown hair, effeminate teddy bear who wore pink lipstick for his portrait. Well, wouldn't that make it easier for you? Wouldn't that make it easier for you to be as ineffective as the imagination you serve just to get cute every Sunday for a dumb picture? And the crazy part is, I don't think we realize the severity of living apathetic lives. It's almost like we want Jesus to be everything and we want to be nothing, but we've never been a light in darkness.
Welcome back to the TiVo Mike Show. I'm like, sometimes, I don't know what
I always
happening.
Call the last because the last
right.
Before the outro and
yes.
Stuff, so it's the last
So it's
me,
not the outro. It's
yeah.
The, yeah. All right. Yeah. So thank you for listening on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcast,
yes.
And Radio Public. Make sure that you have downloaded the free app. It's free.
It's free.
And then you get to listen to us. And then you get to share it with all of your friends who already listen to podcasts everywhere. Because podcasting is the new podcast.
Ooh. All right, look at you, play on words.
Oh, man. Boom, shakala. Well, and that's kind of like, and the only reason I said it that way is because I'm like Dr. Ford. And Blog Talk Radio in the early
stop.
Years
you better
is
stop.
Like Kavanaugh.
You better stop.
And we were traumatized. And it was a year sometimes we weren't heard, our voices weren't heard. There are episodes where it didn't even record.
That's true.
On our calendar. And when we tried to speak to power, it said, no, you didn't call. You didn't do something right. Go, what
yeah.
Did you get? And then you get to see it go, and we still need to use it to this
yeah.
Day. It's trauma, people.
They've it's gotten bleak. Better with time.
Yes, has got a lot
less
better.
Trauma.
That's right. Now that he's on his report, I mean, now that Blog Talk is on a higher echelon, it's working out for
yeah. But I will say, Halloween.
So I'm
going to
say
go.
It's a no. He's going to say
think
it's a
no. I think what he means is it's a go if you like horror. But Mike doesn't like being scared.
Right.
And he doesn't have the opportunity to come home and throw in Mrs. Doubtfire.
That's right.
So because he doesn't have that, he's
nope.
Not going to watch Halloween.
No. And I am going to take it even one step further. And without having seen any of the movies. I haven't seen any of them.
You haven't seen any of them?
No. I think I'm finally going
to
go today.
Mike, we have to watch at least one.
Yeah, I think I might watch the very first one.
If
whatever.
You don't watch the very first one, at least watch Rob Zombie's first one.
Okay. I'll watch one of the first. But I'm thinking this. Even if you are a horror fan. And this is something, because this is the one who speaks from watching every single scream. This is what I will tell you.
Yes.
This is probably a no, even for the fan, because there's no because there's no flipping way. They waited 52 years. Everybody's 93 years old. She's gonna throw an Activia at Mike Myers. I'm sorry. And it's I just don't see this working.
Say,
you know?
The reason why I
and what does he do all day? He needs a job. Is he on welfare? How is he living?
He
where does
just,
he work
he might
out?
Get food stamps.
Okay, but that means someone knows he's on the register.
What
somewhere.
I will say is the reason why I'm gonna see it is because of the success of what Wes Craven did with Scream 4.
Yeah, Scream 4 did.
Nice tie up.
It did.
No one else can do any more movies about it. And we got the famous line, and I can't say it on our show because we like to not curse.
That's right.
But it was a great line when Neve Campbell got up and said, "Don't beat with the original."
Oh, that's right.
You can't do it.
That
so
was
I'm waiting
good.
For that moment, and I'm
yes.
hoping we get something like that.
Well, like you said, she says, "Happy Halloween, Michael Myers."
But I'm hoping we get something like that. Oh, don't mess with the original type.
Yeah. Don't mess with a woman who has Activia, who has a well-regulated diuretic system. Boom! And she blows him smithereens, and then he gives her
I forgot all
a Chobani yogurt.
I forgot all about the
Activia.
The Activia diet. Yogurt, whatever.
I can't
like,
ever
but when
lose
you said it.
It
now, I'm
yes.
like, oh, I remember
it shows
that.
Her regular. It makes sense regular again, because now I know the pooping habits of Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yes.
She goes, "Don't mess with a woman's S." Get it? Because it's good. Anyway, but it is probably true because Scream 4 was, to me, it was Scream 1, and then Scream 4, and then Scream 2, and 3. That's how it goes in greatness to me. I love
the yes.
thing. Yeah.
I agree
love
with
part
you.
One.
I think part one was the best.
It's so
we
good.
Needed part two.
Genuinely scary.
Yes.
Because no one made dumb decisions. Not
movies.
Even the first death. You
yeah.
know, with Drew. It was all good.
It was all yeah. And the thing I like too is the order. Part three I watched because I'm just that guy. But part
you
three
watched
had
it because
no
of
Wes
the
Craven.
Reason I watched Grey's Anatomy.
Yes. Part three had no Wes Craven.
Right.
And that's the difference.
Yeah.
Part
and you
one,
can tell. Like
part was. Two. Part two made it perfect because sometimes you always need that fluff between ending something, right?
Right.
So you get the beginning and how crazy it was. You get the fluff.
Right.
Then you get the I want to try to be like you fluff. That was garbage. It's like when you buy,
that's
you
so
go
true.
To the store and you want the marshmallow fluff, but
yes.
they have the brand store's marshmallow.
Right.
That's what part three
you're
was.
You're like, oh, save a fluff.
Part four
you're like,
back.
Oh, save a fluff isn't the same as the thing. But it was only 19 cents, you know? So this is the TiVo Mike Show. We'll be back.
They said all the best things in life are free. They're full of you gotta pay bills. Gotta save for retirement. What are you gonna do? Become a drug dealer? Sell your kidney? You gotta get real. TiVo Mike can help you. TiVo Mike's money coaching program will help make more Benjamins and less Jacksons. TiVo Mike will help you deal with collectors, pay off debt, and get your life in order. Let TiVo Mike show you the money. Visit TiVoMike.com/money right now. That's TiVoMike.com/money.
I love it.
Welcome back, guys. Listen, just get ready for Netflix's great new show. Salt, fat, acid, heat. All right, check it out. Let us know what you think. Hello@TiVoMike.com.
Yes.
This weekend, I will be seeing Halloween.
There you go.
I'm hoping to see it Saturday because that's just what I do. I'm so excited.
If it's
understand.
Good, tell me.
I will.
And then I'll see the original. And then that.
Okay.
That's what I'll do if it's good. But it's got to be good.
I just can't wait.
And I have to watch it during the day.
Yes, I know.
Yes.
Especially because you can't walk home from
No.
After watching that.
My God, I'd stay there overnight. And then I couldn't because I'd be freaking out that he's somewhere in the crevices
in
of
the
this large building.
In the whole mall?
I'm like, right. That's not right at all. he's disguised as some janitor or some other, you know,
and he wears like that
helpful
outfit,
person.
Overalls.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what does he do for a living? When does he go to the bathroom? Does he have a love life? Is there anyone that he's looking for? Is he dialing the wrong number?
You know why they didn't do that?
You know what I'm saying?
If they did that, we'd have another Chucky movie.
That's true. Can't have that. Can't have a Bride of Chucky or
the
Mrs. Myers. Yeah. Plus, he doesn't say much.
Yeah.
I wonder if he doesn't say much because he's traumatized himself. Because he didn't crush his larynx.
And that's what I loved about Rob Zombie's version. They gave you more backstory onto why he might be the way he is.
Okay. Oh, I see. Oh, you make it interesting. But I'll wait till if it's good. So, this is my part. When I say the lovely thing, I'm like, why is he waiting? So my part is follow, especially at this movie, make sure you are one with Jesus, okay? So follow the man daily, not Sunday.
Tebow Mike Show is produced by Michael Jefferson. Our soundboard operator is Mike Warner, and our theme music is by Eric Dano. Special thanks to Sharon Jefferson, Sandra Warner, Matthew Jefferson, Desiree Hidalgo, and Shanika Goodine. That's it for the Tebow Mike Show. I'm Mike Warner. See you Monday when we explore redeeming messages from drawn from secular TV shows that are worthy of being watched.